Lieutenant Cross gazed at the tunnel. But he wasn't there. He was buried with Martha under the white sand at the Jersey shore. They were pressed together, and the pebble in his mouth was her tongue. He was smiling. Vaguely, he was aware of how quiet the day was, the sullen Paddies, yet he couldn't bring himself to worry about matters of security. He was beyond that. He was just a kid at war, in love. He was 24 years old. He couldn't help it. A few moments later, Lee Strunk crawled out of the tunnel. He came up grinning, filthy but alive. Lieutenant Cross nodded and closed his eyes while the others clapped Strunk on the back and made jokes about rising from the dead. "Worms," Rat Kiley said, "right out of the grave, fucking zombie." The men laughed. They all felt great relief. "Spook City," said Mitchell Sanders. Lee Strunk made a funny ghost sound, a kind of moaning, yet very happy. And right then, when Strunk made that high, happy moaning sound, when he went, "Ow!" Right then, Ted Lavender was shot in the head on his way back from peeing. He lay with his mouth open. The teeth were broken. There was a swollen black bruise under his left eye. The cheekbone was gone. "Oh, shit," Rat Kiley said. "The guy's dead. The guy's dead," he kept saying, which seemed profound. "The guy's dead. I mean, really." The things they carried were determined to some extent by superstition. Lieutenant Cross carried his good luck pebble. Dave Jensen carried a rabbit's foot. Norman Bowker, otherwise a very gentle person, carried a thumb that had been presented to him as a gift by Mitchell Sanders. The thumb was dark brown, rubbery to the touch, and weighed 4 ounces at most. It had been cut from a VC corpse, a boy of 15 or 16. They'd found him at the bottom of an irrigation ditch, badly burned, flies in his mouth and eyes. The boy wore black shorts and sandals. At the time of his death, he'd been carrying a pouch of rice, a rifle, and 3 magazines of ammunition. "You want my opinion?" Mitchell Sanders said. "There's a definite moral here." He put his hand on the dead boy's wrist. He was quiet for a time, as if counting a pulse. Then he patted the stomach, almost affectionately, and used Kiowa's hunting hatchet to remove the thumb. Henry Dobbins asked what the moral was. "Moral? You know, moral." Sanders wrapped the thumb in toilet paper and handed it across to Norman Bowker. There was no blood. Smiling, he kicked the boy's head and watched the flies scatter and said, "It's like with that old TV show, Paladin. Have gun, we'll travel." Henry Dobbins thought about it. "Yeah, well," he finally said, "I don't see no moral." "There it is, man." "Fuck off,"